Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We're in the book of Revelation, last book of the Bible, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Let me read it. Listen for the name that we'll look at today. There are several names in here, actually. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth were able to open the scroll or look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open this scroll and its seven seals." Catch that title? The first title, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. So what's the significance of that name? Well, in biblical times, lions roamed throughout the land. Images of lions could be found on gates and temples. A lion was a symbol of might, right? Satan is likened to a roaring lion, always looking for someone to devour. A hungry, roaring lion looking for someone to decimate. While lions were sometimes symbols of evil, they were also used to show great power and majesty. King Solomon's throne was adorned with 12 lions symbolizing his greatness and power. I remember being in Spain one time and we went in a palace and walking up these stairs all you could see as you walked up these stairs, on either side of the top of the stairs, there were these two huge lions. They were there to show the greatness and the power of the government. When Jacob was blessing his 12 sons, he compared his son Judah to a lion. And so that's where the name Lion of Judah comes. Jesus, as the Lion of Judah, the powerful one of the tribe of Judah, is seen as the one who battles on our behalf. He defeated the last enemy, death itself. He is the king. He's the victor, the mighty one. He was the only one who could open the scrolls of history, revealing that he was in charge of history and the destiny of the world. Think about that. He was the only one who could open up all the scrolls of history and say, "I'm in charge of everything that happens here." The all-powerful Lion of the tribe of Judah. That's the one we serve. That's the one who keeps his promises. As you go through the day, hey, just remember this. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. That means Jesus is in charge of all things. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for your power and your might and your victory. It gives us great peace and comfort to know that you, who love us so much that you gave your life for us, you're in charge of it all. Thank you for that comfort and confidence. We pray in your name. Amen.